opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 after 7 here on the 29th of April, the last Friday in April.
Can you believe that?
Oh, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Can you hear the dog? The
I can hear the dog. And Jared, I don't understand why you can't understand me pointing and saying, turn that up, turn that one down, turn that one
There's
up.
There's only 25,000 knobs and over
going,
there.
He's going, you mean, he says, you mean turn the headphones up and the other one down? Oh, yeah. I should use the words. I understand that now. Linda reached over and pinched me.
So, I turned up the headphone, your headphone last night when I was doing my show.
Can you hear? Do you have a little sound going through?
I may have a little bit of a ringing in my ear, but I just couldn't hear.
It could be because that thing is so loud. Good morning, sweet pea.
Good morning.
What's the weather
everybody?
Like?
Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Happy Friday for you. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 78. Tonight's going to be mostly clear with our lows of 51. Saturday calls for sunny and beautiful at 83, and Saturday night calls for low of 57. Sunday high of 87. Our highs on Sunday, it's going to be gorgeous. Sunday night's going to be clear. And as we progress through the week, we're look like we're all in the 80s, except for Wednesday's a slight chance of showers. And also Thursday calls for a chance of showers. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where what's going to be pretty soon, it's going to be cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. This is like having a kid in the back that's like you're trying to talk on the phone and they're like, wah! So,
well, let's go right to that. Let's go to our pet of the week. And Spencer.
Good morning.
Maven,
who do we have with us this morning?
Good morning. With me this morning, I brought Casey. She is a little over a year and a half old Australian Shepherd mix. What she's mixed with, we're not quite sure. She does have the bigger, bulkier head. She's a lot taller than your typical Australian Shepherd. Really pretty dog. She's a red and tan almost color, almost like a brindley, a real light brindle. Casey was adopted from us originally a few months ago. Unfortunately, her adopter came into a financial hardship and could no longer keep her.
Okay.
So he did have to bring her back to us. She's a great dog. We have her rated for a home with kids 5 and older because she does get a little bouncy from time to time, and she'll knock over a small child and not even know that she did it. She's
pick it up in her mouth and walk around.
She's a friendly.
Yeah, she just wants to be loved on.
Wants to be loved on.
She does. You know, and this dog, she will play fetch all day long.
One of those.
Yes. She's.
If you've got an arm, she's got the legs.
And if you know an Australian Shepherd mix, they'd have to herd. They need to be active. They have to be exercised. Yep. And if you're into that kind of thing, then this is the dog for you.
Correct. Yeah. She's not going to be a couch potato, so she will need a family that's a little bit more active.
Be a good trail dog.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what's happening at Haven Humane as well? So we got a wonderful adoption. You always bring in wonderful, wonderful dogs every Friday morning, wonderful pets. So, but can you tell us what else to refresh our memories on what's happening with Haven?
So we have a couple things going on right now. Tomorrow we will be at the Love Your Pet Expo and Super Adoption event down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Haven Humane, as well as several other rescue organizations, will be down there.
It's at Shasta from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Low-cost vaccines, CGC testing, heartworm testing, vendors, costume contest, a whole lot of things going on.
A whole lot of fun.
Pet Expo.
It is. Pet Expo down there. Love Your Pet Expo and North State Super Adoption Event, Saturday, April 30th. Shasta District Fairgrounds. And is our little buddy here going to be there?
Well, we're hoping that she gets adopted today.
Today, but, that's right.
But if she doesn't, then yes, she will be joining us at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
So you'll have pets out there to be adopted.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'll
be
great.
We'll have a bunch of pets out there. And then we want to remind everybody, mark their calendar for May 14th for our annual Dogathon event. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. Stop by. It's fun, free, family fun for your kids, for the family. Even your four-legged critters can come out and join us. That's from 1 to 5 p.m., and then that evening we'll have a live concert and barbecue.
With Chad Bushnell from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., $30 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under, but that includes chow and entertainment and everything.
And it's a great way to come out and enjoy the evening and support a local organization that helps homeless animals, just like Casey here, find forever homes.
Okay. Well, if Casey is crawling out of the room, I love that.
I think she's ready to
She's ready, to,
ready
go.
To go.
Okay. All right. Spencer, thanks a lot. Haven you made?
Thanks. Thank you for
our
having
me. Our pet of the week.
All right. Hope you can make it out of there.
Oh, by the way, did our little puppy get adopted last week?
Oh, yeah. She was adopted that day.
Yes,
oh!
Yes, she was.
Oh, great.
Okay, great. She was beautiful. Okay.
Always have wonderful. Every time Spencer comes.
We're talking about something tonight, too. The fundraiser dinner for Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary. This is a animal sanctuary that where people are, where animals are kept. They're special needs animals, and they are forever kept. They are not adopted out. They're taken care of. They're loved on. Horses, goats, pigs, dogs, cats, everything out there. This is our big fundraiser dinner tonight, April the 29th, out at Wind River. It starts at 5:30 with the social hour and 6:30 lasagna dinner and auction. It's a delightful evening of entertainment, auction, and raffles. You can get your tickets at VCA Animal Hospital, and it's not probably too late to call Chick Miller at 347-0544 to go to the Animal Sanctuary, Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary up out in Cottonwood. All that money goes right there to help them and to help take care of those animals. Okay.
Well, there's so much going on with the headlines, too.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
What are we going to be covering this morning? Because I'm sure, you know, our chat pack and everything, like, what's the program consist of today? I know that you're master of the calendar. So let's get going on some of the headlines that you wanted to talk about.
Well, some of the things we're talking about, of course, is the I tell you what we're going to do first. Oh, we have, first of all, Kyle is coming in at 7:30.
Okay.
And for his, you know.
Kyle DeFore.
Kyle DeFore is going to be here. We're talking about what happened.
And Cold 45s are coming up.
Cold 45s are coming, but Kyle DeFore is coming in.
Killer.
And Kyle,
sports
is,
show.
I'm sure, is going to have some information that we're going to talk about the draft from yesterday and other things that are going on. And then other things we want to talk about, Michael from
Burke.
Once they
Michael
face.
Burke,
Burke
is back.
Burke is back in town, and he's going to be in at 8 o'clock, talk for a few minutes. But other things we want to talk about is what's going on with Trump, Sanders. You know, here's my thing, is Sanders, Bernie Sanders people are, I guess a lot of them are enraged at this point. Here's Bernie Sanders. Nobody gave him a chance. Nobody gave him a chance. But now, but then he is running a good race against Hillary. But it makes no difference. Why? Because of superdelegates. This is only in the Democratic Party. A few years ago, they said, oh, what? You know, we almost lost control of our own party, so we're going to make superdelegates. In other words, these are people in the apparatus that are there that, you know, they're elected officials. Those are people loyal to the party. Those are people handpicked to be loyal to the party. Well, these are the people that have already, before any of the elections, any of the primaries, said they were for Hillary. Oh, no, we're for Hillary, which is why Bernie Sanders, who just stomped on her all over up in New Hampshire, has less delegates than she does because she has super delegates. So now the Sanders people are mad. Mm. They are calling them. They're saying, you know, they're calling these super delegates saying, what right do you have? What right do you have voting, you know, already voting before you hear the facts, not supporting Bernie? And now that things like threats are going on, I mean, it's all types of things. But you know what? It's true. You know what? The fact is, when you have super delegates like that, it negates the primaries. It just negates them. You know, why even have them? You've already got it handpicked. Hillary was already hand chosen by the Democratic Party. Hey, whether it was Sanders or Webb or anybody that was out there running, you didn't even have a chance. Bernie, I'm glad that you made a run for it. I don't agree with a lot of things you want to do, but you are out there fighting. You are out there standing up, and you're giving Hillary a tough time. But it makes no difference because the Democratic Party is rigged. It's just rigged, which is why you're seeing all this consternation in the Republican Party. It's not rigged, and what's happened, somebody's rolled in here that's gotten more votes than anybody has ever in these primaries, a guy by the name of Trump. Whether you agree with him or not, he is standing the Republican Party on its ear. And finally, the Republican Party is starting to say, you know what? We better get behind this guy. You know, he could win this. We need to get behind him. People that are coming to him now that were before wouldn't even speak about him. The big question is, the people that don't think he's a constitutionalist or conservative enough, will they support him? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:16 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? DonSec for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Ringing in my ears. Jared, you are so bad, man. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. 19 minutes after the hour 7 here on the last Friday in April, April the 29th. It is, I don't know, 50-something degrees today, 50-something right now. What is it? Does that say 59? Okay, 59 going up to 78 today. It's going to be a nice weather. Well, I'm just trying to read what's up on the board.
61 degrees.
According to that.
Yeah, according to that. Okay, we're all over the map here. So it's 61 degrees, mostly sunny today with our highs of 78, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 51. Saturday calls for a high of 83. It's going to be gorgeous. Saturday night's clear with 57. Sunday, now get ready for this, 87 as we progress through the week. It's going to be in our 80s, except for Wednesday where we have slight chance of showers, but it still says high of around 79. So that's going to be an interesting
day. So who's
day.
The weather brought to you by?
By Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. There
okay.
you go.
All right. Boomtown Festival tonight. It starts today at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta Dam Visitor Center. The 3K Fun Run and Walk, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. across Shasta Dam. That's tonight. Tomorrow is a big day down in Shasta, City of Shasta, the 2016 Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival, Show and Shine, Pancake Breakfast, Parades, Day in the Park, Party in the Park, all of that. All of that down in the city of Shasta Lake. And it's going to be at Clare Eagle Park, Ingle Park. It's on the corner of Meridian and Front. All right. Trump rally in Costa Mesa. Thousands of people are coming to Trump rallies. And what happens? Protesters attack, coming out, jump up and down on cop cars, attacking cops, spraying cops with pepper spray. Cops arrest 20. Now, you've got all these. These are people that don't want – these are protesters. They don't want you to listen to Trump. They don't want to – they want to take away your right to listen to somebody. See, back – you know, other people might say those are – you know, might say those are fascists. There's fascists in the streets not wanting you to hear somebody speak. Why? Because they're afraid of what they're saying? Then don't listen. Then have your own speakers come there. But to attack police and attack police cars, destroy police cars, get arrested. 20 were arrested. But you know what's going to happen? They'll just say, unless they get them for like assault or something like that. Nah, they're just protesting. But here's the thing, my friends. You don't want to listen to somebody. So the left's idea of freedom of speech is shutting down people. You know what? And you know, I'd never compare people to Nazis or anything like that, because truly nobody in this country is a Nazi, except the ones that say they're Nazis. And I'm sure they're Nazis, because as stupid as they are, they still haven't gone into wholesale slaughter of people. Maybe if there's more of them. Anyway, bottom line, if there was more Nazis, but there never will be in a country like this. Again, they're splinter groups. But the bottom line is you don't, I mean, but it's, you know, a fascist state doesn't want you to listen to other people. There's only one point of view, and that's ours, the whole thing. So when I see protesters out there doing things like this, that's what I think of. Trump. Now, Trump is gathering all these people now are starting to roll over and say, you know, maybe we should get on board here and start trying to unify the party. You know, Cruz the other day nominated Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential candidate. I'm not sure why he did that. That's, if he loses Indiana, will he name the cabinet? That's the other thing. And in my cabinet, I'm going to have so-and-so before I come out to California. But here's the thing is this. I've talked to people that are, you know, strong conservatives, strong constitutionalists. And here's what they say. I would never vote for Hillary Clinton, but I can't vote for Donald Trump either because I don't believe he's a strict constitutionalist.
So then what?
Well, they don't vote. But a non-vote is a vote for Hillary. You know, what you need is you get out there, and unfortunately, sometimes the plan isn't 100%. So you take 80% of it and you make it work. You hold the Congress and you hold the Senate who come through with the bills, and Trump signs them. Maybe he's not a strict constitutionalist. But if you don't think that he's going to be somewhat better than Hillary Clinton... Think about this, my friends. You say, I'm not going to support him. Think of the next 8 years. Think of one thing and one thing only. I'm not talking about Obamacare. I'm not talking about schools, power, BLM. There's one thing you need to look at, the Supreme Court in 8 years. Two more of those judges, at least two of those judges, maybe three, are going to be replaced. And if Hillary Clinton is sitting there, you are going to get the liberal ones like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And you know what happens then? Then any type of right that you think you have, like the Second Amendment, is gone. It's gone. Because now the court can rule things like, well, you know what, it's a well-regulated militia. It doesn't mean everybody can have guns. Or maybe you can have a gun, but it's only a hunting rifle. Oh, and the hunting rifles are all bolt action or lever action. Well, maybe not lever action because they're pretty fast, but just bolt action guns. That's all you can hunt with. Or shotguns. You can have shotguns, but not ones that hold more than 3 rounds.
Well,
this is the kind of things that can happen if you don't go out and vote.
I know you feel, everybody knows that you are at NRA or we're NRA and that you teach gun classes. So that is your huge button, as it should be for all Americans, because it's our right. It's our constitutional right. And the Constitution under this, if it became under the new Clinton administration, which our lives forever would change. Our rights would forever change.
Yes.
This is
true.
But for me as a woman,
okay,
what repulses me is the fact of Bill Clinton back in the White House.
Really?
It makes me sick to my stomach to think that everybody turned an eye to somebody who's a molester, who grabbed women in all the wrong places. I'm sorry. I know that. We should feel that, you know, the people in office, they shouldn't be held by a different standard. But the president of the United States in the Oval Office, I just feel that the shenanigans that went on were disgusting. And some people say, well, you know, what he did in his personal life, and women agreed to do that. And Not all women
agreed to it, though.
I just feel that somehow America has turned a blind eye. And this man goes with the package of Hillary Clinton, and there is no way in hell over my dead body that I would vote for Hillary Clinton for that reason.
Well, and also she enabled him and all the attacks she made against women, and now she's saying, well, women should be believed if they say this. Well, obviously, that's not what she believed before. Okay. But here's the thing, too, is they're saying it's not over for Cruz. Well, okay, so it's not over for Cruz. But if it is over for Cruz and you have and it's Trump, then the Republican Party needs to kind of get behind him, because otherwise it's going to be a messy 8 years. It's going to be a messy 8 years.
Well, it's messy
anyway.
Right now. Are you kidding me? You got Boehner saying things that, okay, I'm sorry, but it's a little far when you say he's Lucifer in the flesh.
Yeah, here's Boehner.
That is not okay.
Yeah, and, you know, Cruz says, and it's not okay.
No.
And Cruz says this. Cruz says that, hey, you know, I don't even know this guy. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning, you two. I want to amplify on something that Linda just said, and maybe I don't want to call it a correction, but maybe it is.
Okay.
What Bill Clinton did in the White House is not his personal business.
You're right.
What he did with women in the Oval Office is not his personal business. He is an employee of the United States citizens, and what he did was, if Bad Bob did something horrible, he would be fired in a heartbeat if he's in the office or in the studio in there, and it's the same exact difference.
And a felony, and you would have a record forever and not be able to bear arms or any of that stuff.
He is the commander-in-chief, and if one of his generals had done that, he'd been out.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, and
Absolutely.
That's a good clarification. I needed that, and I just meant, like, you thank you. You clarified
I hear it so often, especially from the other side. They say, well, hey, you know, two consenting adults. Well, that's all fine and dandy, and I'm completely in favor of two consenting adults for the most part. I'll clarify that a little. But what he did on the J-O-B in the office provided by his employers, that's you and me, is a completely different story.
But let me just tell you this. When anybody tells you the argument, they say, well, you know what, they're two consenting adults, then just say this to them. In the military, they can be two consenting adults, but if one is a senior officer and one is
Absolutely.
A very junior enlisted, guess what? Makes no difference, because that's called fraternization. That's called using your position to gain sex or gain favors, and that's exactly what he did. And if he had been in the military, even if they've had it happen, that senior officer's been tossed out, even though it was consensual. So, you know, so this whole thing, but to say that, just throw that back at them and say, and, you know, they're wrong. It's him using the presidency.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Coach Pop.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, we got Kyle DeFore coming in right after us here. Hey, next Saturday is the Military Order of the Purple Heart Golf Tournament, the only congressionally chartered military organization exclusively for combat wounded veterans. That's right. You have been wounded in combat to be in this. And our group of people here, our Military Order of the Purple Heart Chapter 2001 is so good. They are out there giving financial assistance to veterans' families with spouses deployed, as well as $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students this year and multiple donations to the Veterans Home. Get on out there. Play golf. If you got any questions, give the Gunny a call at 339-5449. Or J.T. Thomason at Gold Hills, 246-7867. This is something for everybody. Please get out there and support this. Do we have a phone call from somebody? Okay.
We're going to go to the break and then take that call when we come back. Thank you for being with us this morning. Let's hang out to the other side. We have Kyle DeFore, but we will be taking your calls as well. If you're calling on the subject of, what we were just talking about, we'll get right back to you. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy does this for a living. This is not a hobby for him. This is his business, and he travels all over Northern California and down into Southern California to teach classes. All of his instructors are professional NRA instructors. Yeah. And for this weekend, on Sunday, he has an advanced class. There may be a seat left. I don't know. They may have signed. I haven't talked to him for a few days. May have been signed up. That advanced class takes you well beyond your CCW permit. But for as far as CCW permits, there's a place to call. Go online to readingccw.com or give him a call at 999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. All right, we'll be right back. It is 7:31 and a half in the morning here on Friday, April 29th. 59 degrees going up to 78 today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Saturday, May 7th, two shows. From the shelter to the world stage, all of the dogs in the show have been rescued from pounds and shelters from across the country and are trained using positive training methods. You'll enjoy the dogs performing as much as the dogs enjoy performing because they're doing what they love. These amazing rescue dogs have unique abilities, and Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience showcases their unique talents and signature moves. And you don't want to miss this show with your family. Featured on Animal Planet, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Ellen, Oprah, and more. Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience is performing two shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, May 7th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. With high energy excitement from beginning to end, you'll witness some of the most incredible stunts and behaviors ever performed by dogs. With amazing tricks, big air stunts, comedy antics, dancing dogs, and athletic feats, it's the most entertaining show of its kind. Tickets at the Civic Box Office. Call 229-0022 or readingcivic.com.
When school is out, science is in at Turtle Bay's Discovery Camps. Children ages 7 to 10 are invited to join us for a week-long camp as we discover different sides of science, art, and history during our summer camps in June. Registration is open now. Discovery Camp is presented by Steve and Deborah Osborne and is part of the Creativity Garden, a nationwide project of the Association of Science Technology Centers, generously supported by Disney. For more information and to register, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, well, all right. Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday.
It's Swap and Sell, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to the show. I love it. You know, Kyle, we need you right in front
of us. Counting this down today.
That was like a great 5-4-3-2-1, buddy. Yeah. Here we are back at Kate Live here on KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday morning. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios, Carl.
Right. It's 25 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 29th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club, who, by the way, are opening up the club to the Marines coming in on the United States Mounted Color Guard. Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming to town for the rodeo, and he's opening up the club to them for workout time because Marines love to do that.
And freshwater pool.
No, they have a saltwater pool.
Saltwater pool.
And they have, in fact, he's threatened to grab me, take me down there because some people know I was injuries in my life kind of caught up with me here. And so going down and working out in the pool takes that pressure off some of the damage that become apparent
here. I'm excited about
that. Yeah, I am. I think it's a great idea. They've got every type of piece of equipment there and great people working down there. Wellgate Sports Club. We can't say enough about them. 768-1205. That was her phone number. They're located at 1740 Eureka Way. Right where Eureka hits Court Street, right there, you can see them. You're going to have a great time down there. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Well, let me tell you about Mr. Bill Clinton. He perjured himself, and he also prevented a citizen from prosecuting or charging him with rape. And there are so many things in his history that are corrupt. But not only corrupt, he has caused damage to people. And I can't understand why they always bring up the sexual things when it's really the perjury and the inability of a citizen to be able to charge and bring him to prosecution for rape.
Well, that's right. He perjured himself. He perjured himself. Now, this is the same kind of things that put people into jail, not because they had done something. In this case, he had done something, but other people, it's because they lied about it. Well, he not only had sex with a woman, he perjured himself in a grand jury. That's what he was, and some people don't remember, is that he was put on trial in
Impeached.
Impeached. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was having problems. I'm looking at Kyle Thwin. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to say annulled. Maybe that's something in my past. But impeached. He was impeached, but he was not. They didn't have enough votes to find him guilty and remove him from office. But he should have been because he was a liar. He fraternized with his women help. With the people that worked for him. He was a lawbreaker, and we can't forget that Hillary enabled him with this. And she does not deny it. She may apologize for it. She doesn't deny it. Okay. Thanks a lot, Roberta.
Thank you, Roberta, for your way in.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Switching subjects.
Really switching subjects.
Because it's so, everything's topical, but we're so excited to have Kyle DeFore here, of course. First of all, let's talk about that you own Mighty Fine Foods, you mm-hmm. and your father, and we love the fact, again, we support so much the locally owned businesses, and you're the guy with the 250 beers plus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many is now.
Different kinds of beers.
Different kinds of beer.
It's not just 250 beers.
Anybody
can do that.
Yeah.
These are a minimum of 250
brand
kinds of beers. Now, if I was an enterprising young guy or young men, I would go out there and say, well, let's just try
that
out.
Well, the Marines are coming into town.
The Marines are coming out. Who knows how many countries they can drink their way through. So.
Yeah, we'll have the barbecue going today. They're actually getting it fired up right now. We barbecue every Friday. We do take and bake pizzas for $5 every Friday. We're making our own dog food out there at the store.
What?
Fresh ground dog. It's chicken. We grind it bone and all into a real fine meal, and then we freeze it in these bricks. Basically, we put it in a, you know, a little tray there, and then we wrap it up and freeze it, and you can buy it 4 or 5 pound bricks at a time at $1.29 a pound.
What?
I've got four dogs myself. They've turned into food snobs now. They turn up their nose if I try to give them the kibble. But, you know, you pay, if you buy in regular dog food, and I know you had the Haven Humane on earlier. I was listening on the way in, and, you know, you're paying $2 or more per pound for this branded dog food, and the higher end it is, the more you're paying. And a lot of that is packaging and marketing and all those kinds of things. It's, a lot of dog food is actually filler. So
a lot of it is. And you can take a look at it. You've got to take a look at what's on
the label.
On the label there, because you'll see that it, by the time it hits meat, it's because you put it by the amount of that product that's in that food. So if it starts out with chicken, and then it works its way down, but if it starts out with meal,
corn
and and then it hits meat, now you know how much of the is additives,
and
we run through that dog.
And we're going to be so we've had a really a great response to that.
Wow,
we're doing quite a bit of that.
It's
and
just,
then
it's just chicken.
Yeah, it's we grind it up bone and all store. It's a really fine meal. We just serve it to them raw, and we mix it up with vegetables and different other things as well. But we're also going to be rolling out in the next probably 4, 5, 6 weeks, probably closer to 6 weeks than four. But we're doing all of our own dog treats as well. So we take beef hearts and we add stuff to them, and we basically put them down into strips so they look like little doggy beef jerky. So we're finalizing all of our process there and getting
you
all that ready to go. So.
I'm telling you something right now.
So is that going to be hard? Is it going to be hard?
Yeah, it's going to be like solid pieces
jerky
made primarily out of beef hearts, but then with some other things as well to add texture to it.
You are coming onto something, Kyle. I just got this feeling that came over me that this is, you know, how you know you've got the passion behind and your father knowing what it is to, you know, have the animal, slaughter the animal, and know what it is to take apart the parts, and, you know, cut them up and sell them. And what goes into that? How more organic can you get to take the bone marrow and the parts of the chicken, grind it up? It can't get any, it
and
can't get
we
purer
also,
than that.
We also do, we get big steer femur bones and things like that. We grind them up. We take all the bone dust. You can get all the bone dust, which is really good to mix in with their food as well. And we can buy the big bones from all the way from the little vertebrae ones out to the giant steer femur bones. But, you know, you were talking about breaking all that down. You know, my dad likes to joke that being a butcher is way easier than it used to be, because it used to be the side of beef would come in and you'd break it down and you'd have to actually do it all. Now it just comes in and you just cut it.
Okay.
You know, so they've taken all the, they've basically automated a lot of that process. So it comes into the butcher shop and they basically just cut them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's from the old days where, you know, you basically literally get a side of beef hanging in your, in your freezer
that's
there
what,
and now go break it down.
That's what happened with my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad started out like that. He was a butcher, was trained to be a butcher and working at Howard Teeter's stores in Missouri.
Wow.
By the way.
Yeah, good. All right, so let's talk. Okay,
wait,
so
let's go back to this again one more time. I know that we've talked. I just have to go back because your store is just absolutely fabulous.
Well,
I mean, it is the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket.
Because
I walked through there, you know, and here's the good thing, people. You're going to the lake, boom, stop right in there, one-stop shopping, get it all, ice, everything.
Right there on
gas,
$2.99 in Deschutes.
Propane, everything. I go out when I shoot. I got classes. I zip in there because we give a break for lunch. Come running back in there, get something to get sandwiches because you have sandwiches.
Great sandwiches.
Everything. What time you open?
We are open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, and then starting Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be open till 11 on Fridays and Saturdays. And we do a big promotion every Memorial Day weekend and every Veterans Day in the fall as well. Friday through Monday, all Memorial Day weekend out at Mighty Fine, you're going to get 10% off for all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses on everything in the store. So
that's cool.
That's our way of saying.
But you guys
wow.
are great.
Yeah.
Now,
thank
I
you.
Just want to know is that when Sunday I come through the advanced class.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to get there early. If I roll through there at 6 o'clock in the morning, I can walk in there. If I'd be able to get a breakfast sandwich.
We have they open up at 5:30. They've usually got the doors open a little bit before 6, but they've got breakfast going pretty much right as soon as we get the doors open. You can get you can get whatever you need.
Sunday
coffee,
morning.
Yep.
Tell your class.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Teach in advance.
Stop at Mighty Fun on your way out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
All right, so now should we take an early break
Let's
and then come back
break.
And then we're changing the subject all about the draft. We're so You are so killer on your Tuesday night radio show, your sports show, as well as we're so excited about the fact that you're going to be the voice that's going to be calling the Colt 45.
Looking forward to it. Yeah,
that's
absolutely
right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Ruins Jewelry, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, it's more than that. It's more than just a jewelry store. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. If you've got a watch that's not working, if you take it anywhere else, it's going to probably end up right there at this guy. Not only that, but Rebecca and her husband are new owners, but have been working with Leonard for so long, for such a long time, and have just the have even increased the customer service that's available to you. I mean, it's hard to believe since it was so good before, but it's even better now. And he is a gemologist who is who can not only envision something for you or look at it if you're looking for a ring or a bracelet. He can make it for you, too. All of this in one spot. Four Winds Jewelry. Linda always goes there looking for state jewelry or other things that she's had. Some of your favorite pieces of jewelry.
Absolutely. I love estate pieces.
Come from Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call. 222-2750. Great people down there. Just going down there, look around, say that you heard it today on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back with Kyle DeFore talking about the draft, because he actually understands it, and unlike some of the rest of us. It's a 7:45 here on the last Friday in April, 59 degrees, going up to 78 today. We'll be right back.
I think one of the major frustrations with people going to the big box store and trying to pick out their window coverings for their home is really hard to pick something out in the light any place but your own home. Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs, and we'll put together something that's going to fit within your budget and give you just what you're looking for. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds as a whole, there's approximately 1,100 franchises across the United States and Canada. So we have a lot of pull with manufacturers. A big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered. If the dog ate them or if the roof caved in, for whatever that reason might be, you're covered. My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. You know what, Jared? A little turn over the head means we're on.
Yeah, how about a little turn? I know you say, oh, you've got 5 seconds.
Kyle, but Jared, count us down.
Jared, that's not enough. We have to tell us more because we're all It's Friday. We all survived this week. Hey, it's 12 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here, and our guest is Kyle DeFore, who is not only we talk about what a great story he has is in Mighty Fine Foods, but he is our sports guy. He has a sports show on Tuesday night from 6 to 7. Let's talk draft.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have got an encyclopedic mind when it comes to sports.
Go.
Go. Yeah.
So your turn.
NFL draft started last night.
It's the worst team gets the first pick. Right?
Yes. Yes. Right. Worst team gets the first pick. Team that wins the Super Bowl gets the last pick. There are 32 teams in the league. There are only 31 picks in the first round this year, though, because the Patriots did not get a first round pick because they had it taken from them by the NFL.
Deflategate.
Because of the Tom Brady Deflategate thing from a year and a half ago. But the Patriots always find a way to be competitive anyway. I don't think it's really going to hurt them all that much. Although they're understandably upset.
You know what?
They
are just, all of a sudden you're going to see somebody come walk out there. Yeah. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know, for the teams that actually did have picks last night. So the way they do the draft now, they used to do it all in one day. It's seven rounds. Each team has, if you're the worst team in the league, you get the first pick in the first round, first pick in the second round, first pick in the third round, so on. So what happened this year, the big story at the top was that the two worst teams, Tennessee and Cleveland, traded out of the first and second pick. And the Rams and the Eagles traded up with giving up multiple picks this year and next year to get the first two players. And both of them were quarterbacks. Jared Goff from Cal, it was the number one pick, went to the new L.A. Rams, first year in L.A.
Wow.
In 20 years this year. And then Carson Wentz, who's the out of small Division II South Dakota State. The second,
they say he is one of the best quarterbacks around.
Well, and
what do you think?
He's the second player ever taken from that school. It's a Division II school. You know, they play other small schools. But this guy, I mean, you've seen the tape on him. I'll be really honest with you, I hadn't heard about this guy until about 2 months before the draft.
Wow.
When he started rocketing up the boards, but he's got the arm strength, he's got the athleticism. He's a little more
6'5", 235.
A little more of a project than Goff. Goff's a little more polished, 3-year starter at Cal, set all the school records for yards and touchdowns. So, yeah, I think they both have an opportunity to be a good one. The interesting thing is they're both going to teams that were 7-9. Usually, if you're the first or second pick in the draft, you're going to the worst team in the league, so you're going to stink out loud for at least the first year or sometimes two or more.
Or you get banged up so bad that you never, like RG3, he was just hammered all the time.
Well, and it's interesting you mentioned that, too, because in the 2012 draft, when RG3 was taken second overall by the Redskins, they had traded multiple picks to the Rams to get that second pick to take him. So they gave up a king's ransom to get to the Rams, and then the Rams get that pick, and then the Rams basically reversed course 4 years later to go up and get Goff. Now he's stepping into a pretty good situation there in L.A. He's going to be the face of the franchise. Going to be a lot of pressure, but first-round running back Todd Gurley last year was a number 10 overall pick. Great, great running back that they've got there, pretty decent offensive line. So they've got some weapons in place. He's not going to a typical number one overall pick team that's pretty bad and has a lot of holes everywhere. But 49ers pick number 7 in the draft last night, got a 6'7" defensive end from Oregon. They actually drafted his teammate last year, Eric Armstead, number 18 overall. Last night, number 7, they picked DeForest Buckner, who's by all accounts a better player than Armstead, but you've got two Oregon bookends, two sequoia trees there at the end, each end of the defensive line. Both of them are 6'7", so they should be able to at least stop the run this year, if nothing else. But
they should at least be able to jam things up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they've got two guys with long arms that are 300 pounds that are going to be pushing people around, hopefully for the next better part of a decade. Raiders picked number 14 overall. They picked a hard-hitting safety from West Virginia, to shore up their backfield. And he's not that big, but he plays really big. He's been favorably compared to players like Bob Sanders, who used to be in the league for the Colts for a long time.
A safety?
Mm-hmm.
They need to hit that more than anything else.
Well, you know, they've got a great, great front seven. Of course, Khalil Mack was number 5 overall pick several years ago, was a Pro Bowler last year. Of course, got Alden Smith from the 49ers last year. So they've
How about
got
their
some...
quarterback? Their quarterback okay? He's kind of come forward.
Yeah, right? Carr, a second-round pick a couple years ago, is definitely going to be the guy. They picked Amani Toomer in the top 5 last year. Amani Toomer. I'm flashing back to the 90s with the Giants. They picked Amari Cooper from Alabama, the wide receiver, number 4 overall last year, and he's a phenomenal player.
By the way, he's doing this without notes.
Yeah.
I love it. I just, you know, when you're born to be and you've developed it, and it's fantastic. Go on.
Well, and I was going to say, the 49ers also had another pick in the first round. They traded it back into the first round late to get Stanford guard, who's going to help them in the running game, a really, really strong left guard, which is a nice thing to see. Chip Kelly, the new coach wants to be able to run the ball. I've got a good running back from Ohio State, Carlos Hyde, who they picked a couple years ago. They want to get
him going.
So
Chip Kelly to San Francisco. I don't understand it because you talk to any of the Philadelphia fans, they hate this guy.
Well, they hate him. And he, you know, went 10
the players and, hated him.
Well, and he went 10-6 his first 2 years, didn't quite pan out last year, missed the playoffs. So he was out, you know, and yeah, there's a lot of players that he kind of burned that bridge and aren't big Chip Kelly fans around the league that are former players of his, but it's either going to work or it isn't.
I don't know.
But I expect
what about
49ers.
Kaepernick? Where's Kaepernick?
Kaepernick's still on the team. One of the nice stories of the draft last night is the Broncos actually traded back up into the first round at number 26 to pick a 6'7" quarterback who's probably a 1 year project or more, Paxton Lynch. But of course, you know, Manning retired, Osweiler signed with Houston, so they were
basically a big surprise.
Yeah, to a lot of people.
Wow.
I think John Elway too. So they traded up and they picked this kid out of Memphis who's a really raw, great athlete guy named Paxton Lynch, and it was kind of one of the nice moments of the draft last night because they cut to him with all his family and friends around him, and he was crying. And you know, like this, you know, it's easy to forget with, of course, all the stuff that happened with Tunsil last night, with the stuff 10 minutes before the draft, and we can get to that.
Yeah.
But
this is
the fulfillment of a lot of these guys' dreams, and they've been working for 15, 16, right. 18 years
right.
to get to
this is
point.
What
and their
done.
Families,
and
let's not forget, and
their
families
have sacrificed
to get
for
them
this.
There. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and you saw that a bunch. Okay, let's talk about what. How 10 minutes before the draft, it cost this one young man probably $13 million.
So this guy was considered to be the number one overall prospect in the draft before the Titans traded that first pick to the Rams. It was considered that they were going to take this guy number one. He was
now
the best left tackle. Laramie Tunsil. So think Jeremy, but with an L. Laramie Tunsil.
And what position?
He's a left tackle, really great feet, big
offense.
Defense? Yeah, offensive tackle, okay. Left tackle. So he's considered to be the best left tackle in the guard in the draft. To many people, he's the number one overall player on the board.
Wow.
And literally 10 minutes before the draft, his Twitter and Instagram get hacked, and a picture or a video goes up on Twitter of him smoking marijuana out of a gas mask.
It is hilarious.
And then it is pretty
not
funny.
Not hilarious.
It's
horrible.
You've got somebody with a gas mask on and this big bong attached to the gas mask.
No.
And then you go, what is this? And then he takes it off.
It's a lesson that should be put into every school, every junior high.
It cost that young man
his dream.
Well, it didn't cost him his dream totally, but it did cost him
12 spots. So he got picked number 13 instead of number 1.
$13 million. And he had to come out and apologize to everybody, which he did.
And perhaps the thing that's going to have the most legs through this, you know, we've young men, 21, 22 years older. Sometimes they do dumb things,
I don't
know that that's necessarily going to dog him his career as much as the other thing, which was evidently his Instagram account was hacked at the same time. By the way, all this was accounts were hacked, so this is not him posting this stuff. That's his story anyway. But his Instagram account was hacked, and multiple text conversations were posted, conceivably between him and coaches discussing them paying his mom's electric bill and his mom's rent, which of course are all NCAA violations. So the University of Mississippi had three players taken in the first round of the draft last night, but it's not as good of a night as it could have been because they're probably going to be getting some phone calls from NCAA investigators this morning if they haven't already.
You see the coach with his hands in the
face. Yeah, right.
I want to ask you, I know it's kind of, you know, yesterday's news, but it really isn't. Okay, so we know that the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you feel about that game? And who's the guy that we thought was just a big crybaby?
Oh, Newton.
Yeah. What was your feeling over that whole experience?
Well, this is how I put it to somebody when that week when it happened was this is a guy who is level he's played at. He was a Heisman Trophy winner and a national champion in college. He was a high school state champion in high school. He was probably the Pee Wee League MVP and champion from the time he was 8 years old. This is a guy I don't even put this on him. I put this on the entire system of how we get football players on the assembly line to the NFL is these guys from the time they're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old when they first start to show that elite ability above people their own age, they have everybody telling them that they're the greatest thing that's ever happened and you're going to change the sport. And even if you are the guy like Cam Newton who has the physical ability to do that and has the acumen to be able to play at that level and play quarterback for a team that goes 15-1, you know, you start to believe that. And if you succeed and you blow everybody away at every level you're at, you get to the Super Bowl and you think, well, that's just one more game. We've rolled everybody else up this year. We're 17-1 going into the Super Bowl, and we've crushed everybody else in the playoffs. Well, you come up against the best defense in the league and probably one of the best defenses of the last few years. That can humble you a little bit and can make your very average pedestrian receiver core look very average and pedestrian when you've got the best defensive backfield
out
there.
When you've got Von Miller hanging on to you, every time you turn around, here comes Von Miller or one of his buddies.
The right tackle for Carolina was a turnstile. I mean, they were going around him all day long.
Yeah, so. He had a tough game. Okay, that was a good question.
Well, no,
okay.
We still haven't gotten to the core of it. So
I think it's to answer your question, short version is I think this is a guy who hasn't had as much adversity on the field. Certainly not as much as losing a Super Bowl, and I think he just reacted poorly.
How about this? Can he come back?
Oh, absolutely. I think they're going to be a stronger team this year. They had their best wide receiver was hurt all last year, and they still went 15-1. So I expect them to be as good or better.
But psychologically, you know that it's a big thing. So let's be interesting to see if Cam Newton
Super Bowl hangover.
Super Bowl hangover.
Okay, Tuesday night. You want to hear more about the draft? It's going to be Tuesday night.
Yep, NorCal Sports Hour, 6 o'clock on KCNR.
Yep. You can never get enough.
Never get enough of you, buddy. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. After the news.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. consumers increased spending modestly last month.
Commerce Department figures show that consumer spending edged up by 0.1% last month, combined with an income jump of 0.4%. The income and spending reports showed that spending on durable goods like cars fell 0.6% in March, and spending on non-durable goods such as clothing and food was up 0.6%. Spending on services like apartment rentals and utilities also rose by 0.1%.
That is correspondent George Bonzani reporting. Protesters at a Donald Trump rally last night. Things got a little bit rowdy, according to police. They say they arrested four demonstrators following the rally in Orange County, California. One Trump supporter went away with a bloody nose. Inside, Trump was talking about how and why he could beat rival Ted Cruz. Lion Ted.
Have we branded this guy or what? I mean, he probably, I see him walking into these beautiful corridors in Washington, and guys say, hey, Lion Ted, how you doing?
Why support Donald Trump? Well, this man who turned out to hear him speak explains his reason.
Make America great again. What does he want to do? He wants to build a wall. What's wrong with people, illegals, not legal, illegals, what's wrong with making the military great again?
When is smoking not really smoking? That's a question being raised by a group challenging the ban on vaping on flights.
A couple of trade groups are suing to stop the Department of Transportation ban on vaping on flights. They claim the agency has no right to regulate the use of e-cigarettes because they don't emit smoke. E-cigarettes instead vaporize nicotine and other substances inhaled by users.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill on Wall Street. It's been slow going for the Dow right now, down 114 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
California officials say they will ask for more than $90 million in firefighting costs from Pacific Gas and Electric after finding that a deadly 2015 fire was sparked by a tree that came into contact with a power line. Calaveras County's Britt Strongman, attorney, says that the Pacific Gas and Electric Company was negligent.
There should have been a flag in their mind that they needed to remove this tree. And the arborist said it in a very, you know, simple way in the report that they should have known that it should have been removed.
The blaze that was started September 9th burned for 3 weeks, killing two people and destroying in excess of 900 structures, including 500 homes along the way. The Food and Drug Administration, again, considering whether doctors who prescribe painkillers like OxyContin should be required to take safety training courses. That's according to federal documents. A panel of FDA advisors is set to meet next week to discuss the issue. Breaking news at townhall.com. Senators hearing testimony about the state of mental health care in America yesterday, and they're trying to figure out if there should be new guidelines.
Senators heard from experts in mental health care and from Brandon Marshall, wide receiver with the New York Jets, diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. He's quite open about it for a reason.
It was at McLean Hospital where I learned that my purpose is to help bridge the gap in the mental health community.
And while there has been progress, says Marshall, there's much more to do.
It's time for us to galvanize the community, stand together, and make a change.
And that report from correspondent Linda Kenyon, a dog that went missing 10 years ago in Alabama, being reunited with its owner. Tracy Dove assumed Charlie was gone forever when he disappeared from his pen. Somebody recently got a call about an old dog lying outside a nearby church. A microchip implanted in the dog led him back to his owner. He now has a gray muzzle and some health problems. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 29th of April, the last Friday in April, 5 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, sweetheart.
Good morning. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs of around 78, mostly clear tonight with 51. Saturday calls for a high of 83. Ooh, clear night with our temperatures around 57.
Ooh.
And Sunday, well, no, it just is like, ooh. And 87 on Sunday. Do you love it? And great weather to work outside. And Sunday night is around 57. As we clear our day, our week ahead of us, it's going to be beautiful, except for that Wednesday calls for a chance of showers. The forecast as Thursday calls for a chance of showers as well. But still, the weather is going to be around 79 degrees. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather and give you the forecast, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phones with our Wells Fargo advisor, our good friend Susan Eastman. What's going on?
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 115 points at 17,715. The S&P 500 is off 13 points at 2,062. And the NASDAQ Composite losing 38 points at 4,766. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple down $1.17, trading at $93.66. Facebook positive 40 cents at $117.13. Gilead Science having a bad day, down $8 at $88.99 per share. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo off 29 cents at $102.68. AT&T up a penny, trading at $38.65. And Federal Express off 88.5 cents at $164.81. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.84%. And turning to commodities, gold is up $10.60 an ounce at $1,277.70. Silver up 30 cents at $17.90. And crude oil positive 34 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. I tell you what, if you're looking for somebody to talk to you about investments, annuities, anything.
Retirement.
We talk to Susan a lot, and I can't say enough about Susan Eastman. Mm. She is really a great lady. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We were talking about the weather. If you have not gotten your air conditioner looked at, if you haven't had the filters changed, cleaned, whatever, you need to do that. We just had it happen the other day. And they came and were very efficient.
In fact, we've bought the service where they come out twice a year, and that's really nice. So you know that they're going to be taking care of tuning up. Like if you change the oil in your car, you know you need to do that, especially when you're running your heater and your air conditioning as much as you are running it here in the North State. So call a line. Alliance Heating and Air, the total professionals, 221-2642.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to make an announcement here, and then we're going to go to our guest. Once we get our guest in here and we set him down, we put earphones on him, you just have to stay here until we get to you, all right? It's free. I don't want to hear anything.
I'm waiting.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow night, come on down to the 22nd Annual Banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Linda and I are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people there, and I tell you why. One, it's a way to support hunting. With all the things that are going on, and by the way, we'll probably mention later on today how Gavin Newsom's got enough signatures to take away another chunk of your rights under the Second Amendment and to infringe on your hunting and other types of rights that you have or you thought you had. Safari Club International, think of them as like the NRA of hunting. They do a lot for environmental causes, promoting wildlife conservation. Now, Saturday, tomorrow night, they're going to be out Wind River. If you want a ticket, and it's not too late, I don't think. I mean, you can always add another table. 474-5075. Or 221-4650, the chapter has already got things like a photo safari in Africa. Is that cool? Elk hunts, buffalo hunts, stag hunts in New Zealand, goose hunts, hog hunts, everything. Plus dozens and dozens of firearms that are going to be auctioned off. This is the best place to get them. I tell you, you know how many fundraisers Linda and I go to.
And let's not forget that Safari Club International is avid into
conservationist is good, honey. I'm not sure I could do it today. You could try mayonnaise. Mayonnaise bothers me. You know, earlier today I couldn't remember the word impeached.
Conversationalism.
Yeah, I couldn't remember impeached. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's tomorrow night. You're going to have a great time.
Conservation.
I'm emceeing, and you know what? I'm turning it loose.
Thank God.
I am turning it loose tomorrow night. So, and if you want to go, join us there. Give Larry a call, 474-5075. Okay. We're here.
We know how to say this name, Michael Burke.
Thanks for having
me.
It's been a while.
We've missed you. Okay. So you are like in charge of one safe place now. You've come back in with, you went away for a while with all that fabulous. You went on the national scene and now you're back.
I did. I got a chance to work for Alliance for Hope International, which was traveling the nation, helping other communities like Reading start co-located service models for domestic violence victims, starting family justice centers like we have here at One Safe Place, the lower level. The benefit here at One Safe Place, we also have a shelter. So I was able to come back. This is my second week back as director of development over at One Safe Place. So I'm working with Gene King and Angela Jones and the amazing crew we have there at One Safe Place, really changing this community to make it safer. Yeah, it's a great place to be.
You know, we feel your heart. We always have felt your heart. That was great that you had this opportunity to go out and spread, you know, your knowledge, learn things, be able to empower other states, communities, bring that back. So now we're talking about the big event that happens here on May 14th.
May 14th, we're going to see a bunch of men in heels. It doesn't have to be. It's walk a mile in her shoes. And the idea is to raise attention among men and the community. You know, there's little boys out there. There's actually stormtroopers, Darth Vader. And I think with The Force Awakens opening this year, we're going to see a lot more Star Wars folks. But
a lot of Star Wars folks.
But the idea is to really, for men to walk a mile in her shoes. A lot of times that men might think that they understand what's going on in a woman's life or minds when they, let me put it this way, let me say it this way better, privilege. You know, men can walk around the street and not have to worry about what it, they might be raped, they might be assaulted. They don't have to watch over their shoulders as much. A lot of women that I talk to don't always feel safe walking around. So it's time for men to stand up and say you should feel safe all the time, no matter what. And that's what Walk a Mile is about. It's about men taking a stand or taking a walk. You can't really understand it until you've walked a mile in her shoes. And that's what this is about. You know, nationally, 1 in 5 women are raped.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you look at children, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they turn 18. And that's not okay. There's no sense of that being okay. You even look locally what's been going on. You know, the four adults
and that 14-year-old kid down in south of us.
Right.
They just arrested for molesting that boy, that little boy.
Yeah. Whoa. So the idea is here that we are actually trying to use this as a fundraiser to help our mission, to help create a community free of domestic and sexual abuse. And that's what this whole thing's about. We've made it really easy to help us fundraise for this year. If you go to ospshasta.org, right-hand side, you can click on Walk a Mile. We actually started crowdfunding. Do you guys know what crowdfunding is?
Yes.
I love crowdfunding. It's really cool. I just created my very first crowdfunding page. So anybody who wants to create a crowdfunding page can go there. I know, Carl, you're not going to be able to make it this year. We'll miss you, but you've been there every year since. And anybody who wants to start a crowdfunding page can just go on, create a page, and then share that social media, and anybody can support you walking that mile. And as I said, every step I take is going to be for children and survivors of domestic violence.
When we get back from these messages, we got to take a break here, Michael. It's been great to bring you back on. But when we come back, I'd like us to talk more statistics.
Okay.
It's interesting because I think we talked about this with, you know, even up to the highest part of our government, of people turning blind eyes as far as watching something that's going on that's not healthy, that can affect and scar your life forever. So we need to look at how we change behavior or acknowledge behavior or look at behavior when it's very young, when people are very young, and how to go into schools. I'd like to know statistics on what happens just in an average household or a neighborhood, and maybe what you have, if you have some statistics here in Reading about how many people are coming forth that maybe have been molested or raped that we maybe don't even know about.
Sounds okay, good. We're going to take a break, but we also want to talk about the strides that we have made in this
great
community.
Strides.
Great strides. And so it's not always, and as we want to always have it at the top of our list to be looking for, but we also need to look at some of the great things that have happened in our small community here. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's a veteran-owned business, and Espresso Joe's will give you any type of coffee, cafe, lattes that you want, plus different types of brews, wines, coffee you can buy, in loose coffee, and beans. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in California. All is at Tobacco and Brew. Discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. Yes, I just burped. I'm sorry. Okay, you can look at me all you want, but it snuck out on me, okay? It's Tobacco
right.
and Brew, veteran-owned
Live
business,
radio.
2143 Hilltop Drive, and it's open 7 days a week. We're here with Michael Burke. We're going to come back and finish up on our Wednesday place. And some of the good, like Linda says, we have to be aware, but let's talk about also some of the steps forward we have. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The Redding Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Redding Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last Friday in April. 61 degrees going up to 78 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. You know, heat's coming. Go to Budget Blinds and find out how to keep the heat out of your house. Yes, they can get put any type of covering on there. Shutters, blinds, window coverings, shades, draperies. Give Budget Blinds a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Our guest this morning is Michael Burke, who, what is your title?
Director of Development at One Safe Place.
Okay, Director of Development, One Safe Place. We're talking about walk a mile in her shoes, and as we look at the poster, there's, you know, six guys. It's an adorable poster, by the way, and they're all, you know, like guys that be in their business attire and with high heels on, all different kinds, sandal high heels, red high heels.
There's Tyler's there.
And yeah, Tyler's there. He's our chair this year.
But I've seen him in those red heels before.
I'm not going there.
Okay. All right. So,
and, of course,
anyway,
Cameron.
Cameron was our chair last year.
It's a walk a mile in her shoes, May 14th. And the idea behind this event is really about men walking a mile in her shoes, sympathetic and empathetic to what's happening with abuse. The list goes on.
The list goes on. And it's very prevalent here in Shasta County. You asked for some local stats. Well, calendar year 2015, One Safe Place, which is a domestic violence sexual abuse center. We have services downstairs where we co-locate multiple people. We have therapists, the district attorney's office. We have our advocates. We have adult protective services. We have children's services. All of these people come together so a victim can go one place. There's a child. There's a children's room, so a victim can come in, they can get into shelter, they can get into services, they can get a restraining order, they can talk to the district attorney. One place is all they need to go, and that's great. And so visits for service calendar year 2015 in Redding, California, which we service Shasta County, we had 6,152 visits for service. Now, that's not unduplicated. We want people coming back. We have a computer room. We have activities. We have support groups. We have a community room that 40
groups. When you say
groups,
that's not unduplicated?
Yeah, that is duplicated.
Okay,
that is duplicated.
You could have 3,000, it came twice.
Right.
But still, that's a lot of people.
But we didn't. Here's the unduplicated numbers. We had 1,652 individual domestic violence victims walk through our doors.
Wow.
And those are the ones who just reached out for
those
help.
Those are the ones who just reached out for help. National statistics show that only 25% of the people actually report the crime.
Because
so you can times that by four, and that's.
And what is that about? You don't want to upheaval your family. You don't. There's shame. The list goes. Oh, it's just a bad time. We're going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you known in your life that it's going on and it's hushed up? I can tell you, growing up in the country and school, I just remember growing up in Pleasant Valley, Placerville, there was just like, stuff that happened.
Right.
And you just don't...
It's like 4 a day.
It's like 4 a day.
Unique.
Yeah. And there's we had 155 individual sexual assault victims come in for services. So the need is high, and that's why we're doing this. This isn't about just guys walking around in cute shoes, although a lot of people think the shoes are cute. And I'll rabbit trail here for a second. You don't have to have 4-inch stilettos. You can wear your simple pumps.
Right.
You can wear nice flats. Chief Paletti one time came up in pink hip waders or something.
Yeah.
Right. On his motorcycle.
Oh, that's
quite
cute.
Quite
yeah.
fun.
Some guys paint their toenails.
Some guys come in full dresses.
Yeah.
You know, great. So any way you want to come here, but it's really important that we do call attention to it. Now, think about this. There's 3 domestic violence deaths every day in America. 3 people die because of domestic violence in America. I'm looking at the flag behind you. And you really start thinking about it. If 3 people died of terrorism every day in America, what would this country do? There's a terrorist attack. We hear about it everywhere. And if, think about it.
Domestic violence is a form of terrorism.
It's a form of terrorism. It's terrorizing our citizens. It's terrorizing women
and children.
And children need a way out. We talked about children on the break. And we have a Camp Hope program. We just rebranded our education program to be called Intervention and Prevention. We're really focused on prevention and child services because we know that we can break this cycle of violence if children have pathways to hope. If they have 2 things, they have to have agency. They have to have the willpower to want to make a difference, to change their life. And then they have to have the way power. So willpower and way power. The way power, the pathway, if you will, is a mentor. It's somebody like you caring. Regular people just walking around their neighborhood. Take the time to learn the names of the children in your neighborhood. You never know if a simple hello, Bill, hello, Jenny, can change the course of a child's life. It can be that simple. It can be that you're investing in children in our community, and if we invest in children, we're going to change the outcome. It's proven.
You know, you have just motivated me. I know Carl and I, we have a tendency in our neighborhood to kind of, we know the neighbors next to us, we know the neighbors across from us, they're lovely people. But I think you've just helped me to open my heart that I want to go up and down my street on both sides, introduce myself, this is where we live, who are you? I know that there's people there that we see, but we don't really know their names.
We don't know
who
their stories.
Families, their stories. I know there's been a few people that have passed away on our street. You know, just it's just important because that is our neighborhood.
Right.
In the days past, we would have potlucked.
Right.
And done a lot.
Sat on your porch.
Sat on your porch and know, hey, John over there. Hey, Alice. And we just have a tendency to kind of come and go from our spot. So I feel my heart opened up this morning with you, Michael Burke, and it's the truth that, you know, it could be from just a community member in our neighborhood that can help to make a difference or make the call or help the person make the call.
Absolutely. You think 1 in 4 women are victims of domestic violence at some time in their lifetime. You know 4 women, don't you? Yeah, we all do. And so just by knowing your neighborhood, looking for signs and symptoms of domestic violence, you know, if a neighbor is wearing glasses all the time and they have a black eye, maybe they have redness around the throat or dots in their eyes, which is called petechiae from strangulation. Maybe that there's just signs and symptoms, maybe the way they're talking that you'll notice. And, you know, just saying, I care about you. Everybody deserves to be treated with respect and treated like a person.
Here's the other thing on this too, Michael, is this goes across all, as we've talked to, and Gene King's been on here before, and we're talking, you know, the one safe place in Mark Mahler's shoes. But here's the thing, it cuts across all financial spectrums and all ethnic groups, everything. It's not just a certain kind of person. They're not the people that live in trailer parks. No, they live in the million-dollar-plus houses that whack their spouses around. It's not always a woman getting beat up by a man either. It could be elder abuse. It could be any of these.
Men and men, women and
Women on men, women on women, woman on man.
Yeah,
in fact.
Absolutely.
In fact, you all had one that Gene talked about.
Yes.
Came in, he was being, you know, been attacked and by a stalker. So this is not just, you know,
it's
so this
people.
Kind of thing is, it happens to everybody. So mm-hmm. when we say look for people, like you see somebody with a black eye, or you see that they've been, that they look like this a lot, and you know them, you owe them
mm-hmm.
to come up to them. It's like suicide. We're trained in the military. When you're looking yeah. at somebody, if there's a question about it, you ask them directly, are you thinking about killing yourself? And, you shouldn't do that. No, no, you
it's
should
power.
Do that.
That's
you
powerful.
Should do that, because then it makes them, a lot of times, they'll open up.
They either snap out of it
or snap to it.
They'll
open up and start talking about it. If you ask somebody, are you okay? Are you being abused? You know, and let them tell you what's going on.
And I'll tell you what, if you will give out our phone number, it's 244-0117, 530 area code if anybody's listening on the internet. But it's 244-0117. It's 24-hour crisis line that if you have questions, you know, we get a lot of calls, my friend, and it's okay if it's you and you refer to it as your friend. Ask us questions. Get the help you need. We have a beautiful brand new shelter that people can come to. And like you said, Carl, it's not those people. It's all of us. And if you've never, ever in your life been affected by domestic violence, which I've yet to really meet anybody who hasn't, I'll tell you this, an open and shut case in Shasta County where the man, there's a 911 tape of the man saying to his children, I just killed your mother, go say goodbye. It's that clear. $1.6 million to put him away for life. So you can either invest in somebody, invest in a place like One Safe Place that can change that outcome, or we can be spending $1.6 million a year to incarcerate somebody who never got the intervention and help that they needed.
Okay.
You know, we just saw a special on, and it was really, and Carl and I watched it together, about Nicole Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the after, how many years later,
yeah.
about what came down there.
Yeah.
And there was such evil around that, the way that the courts and the attorneys and everything, evil, evil, evil. And I just pray for her family and his family.
The Goldmans.
You know, they are not forgotten.
Okay.
And that is just because it's a celebrity thing.
Yeah, it's a celebrity thing.
It keeps it in the fresh in your mind,
right.
about how that can happen to your next door neighbor.
And that happens every day, even here in Shasta County. That's why we're encouraging men to get out there, walk a mile in her shoes. Like we said, it doesn't have to be heels, but get your shoes online and get them quick, because it'll take a couple of days to get here.
Open up
OSP Shasta.
OSPShasta.org, or give them a call at
244-0118. If you're asking about walk a mile, 244-0117. If you want to get a
price.
And
if you don't have shoes, if they call you all can find them some shoes.
We'll help point them in the right direction.
There's lots of places.
Christy has been working on our whole development.
And we have friends also that if you need, and
you can rent them from her.
Oh yeah, you can rent them from a friend of ours. Who's got 12 size 12s.
She's got them all over the place.
Anyway, hey Michael Burke, thanks a lot for
having
me here, buddy.
Great to be back with you guys.
All right, thanks Michael.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster
Windshield and Repair.
There you go. Sorry, Jeff. Jeff Worst, veteran. It does a great job. Whether it's a little chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, this guy does the job. He guarantees his work. He's a super person. He supports his community, supports One Safe Place, supports veterans. Super guy. I can't say enough about him. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street, where his place of business is, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, 8:32 in the morning here on Friday, the 29th of April.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows. What about function? Total darkness? Filtered light? Should there be a lining? And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation? At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff.
They're usually shirtless, and then he's got on his big hat and his stogie. He's smoking a cigar and he's cleaning his guns, and that music's playing in the background. So I just want you to
just
know.
Picture that. You can picture that. Okay,
that's
I got
Carl
it.
Bott. All right, all right. And yes, I'm married to him, and that's the story. That's the end of my story today.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. They're a veteran-owned business where it's got the best haircuts in the world. Yeah. I can say that because I dress in camouflage on
high
the
plate. High and tight.
And no shirt and a hat and clean guns, smoking a cigar, listening to Bad Out of Hell.
You
thank
have,
you.
And
why don't you just put something in there? Like I've got scars, dueling scars down the side of my face. And I've got scars. In fact, if you drew the dots from scar to scar, you could, you know.
Your neck is very red after.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. There's nothing wrong with being a redneck.
No, I'm saying it's sunburned.
Sound button not working. Audio is off.
Oh, dear. Why is
okay.
audio?
Sun go back to go back and refresh your
chat pack.
Yeah, refresh your browser there. That's the only thing
I can
tell
happens?
You. Yeah, that's usually what happens for me when I go back and refresh
on it.
Sorry, we'll try it.
You missed the best part.
Anyway. Well, no, yeah.
The visual of
the
Carl.
Visual. Anyway,
bad
I'm
out
not
of health.
Finished
okay.
About the Cypress Square Barbershop. Anyway, veteran-owned business. And discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Okay. Now, you know, when we're talking to Michael, it's so important. It's one safe place. And he said three people die from domestic violence a day. He says, you know, if this was a terrorist act, you'd see this someplace. And, you know, it's true. 22 veterans die a day from suicide. That is an epidemic. That is something you don't see that in the front page. You don't see that and not taking one thing away from One Safe Place because they do so much good work. And Michael's saying, absolutely right. Walk a mile in her shoes. What if we had march a mile in his boots to bring awareness to that we have 22 veterans a day committing suicide where people are then know how to approach somebody. Like we're being taught how to approach people. On in case they've been, you know, a victim of domestic violence, the Shasta County District Attorney Office said, you know, believe the person when they said they've been assaulted, so that you can take the next step. Believe in them.
Believe.
So it's the same thing in with march a mile. In my concept here, just thinking about it out loud, is that you find ways to, if you think somebody's contemplating suicide, here are the symptoms, here are the things that you see, and this is what you do. A lot of it, you go up to and you ask them. Are you thinking about suicide? And if they, and you know, it makes them, it confronts them with thoughts perhaps they're keeping inside. But there's other things too, VA, the Veterans Outreach Center, all these places that you can be helped at, that maybe the person suffering from this, from these feelings of deep dark depression and wanting to kill themselves, male or female, that somebody around them then can come up to them and have something. Like women, I tell you what, the women veterans suicide rate is 12 times the higher than non-veterans. And guess what? They're very efficient at it. Most women, when they try the suicide attempts, they don't succeed. Veterans do. They succeed because they use weapons. Men are much more successful at it than women. Well, women veterans are much more successful than non-women veterans.
So you were in four different, what do you call it, campaigns, four different wars. You got out. This is
all different
my
wars.
Observation, and I'm curious as to what your observation is. But you got out of Iraq. You said that you were outside the wire, which means that you were literally in combat, in danger, in that adrenaline rush. And you were 58 when you moved up back to Reading and you came here to live. You still were fresh out of combat, like 4 months out of combat by the time you got here. What do you think? Is that you?
I've just changed and seen it. Yeah, the sound's working on my computer. So
I think that on some level, that having a live radio show has been a great outlet for you to be able to express your thoughts, know that you fought for a cause. You can still be a crusader in many ways, helping other people uncover, like with Michael Burke, to help causes. So it's still your fight. You're still in the trenches. And so that's been somewhat of a saving grace, I think, would you say?
Well, I think that being able to express myself and to be able to talk about these things that bother me, that I just spew them out. Spew maybe is not the right word, but I have my rants instead of holding them inside. But here's another thing. I was a professional. I was a military professional. This is what I did for a long time. And the other thing, there are certain things that worked for me that may not work for other people, but I had going for me. One, I totally believed in everything we did. Totally believed in everything we did. I believe it was right to go into and take Kuwait back from Saddam Hussein. Oh, we did it for oil. Nope. I kind of like to think is that we did that because here's a man that, for whatever reason, a dictator went in and imposed himself on these people. You know, things that happened in that country were just horrible that people don't even know about. And we took that back. And we went into Somalia. I can't think of any other reason that we went into Somalia except to save people, which we did. We saved a generation of people, no matter how badly it turned out after Clinton got back, after Clinton got in there and pulled out after the Black Hawk Down incident. And then into Iraq. I believed in what we were doing in Iraq, you know, because when you're there, it's not that I looked at some of the policies we had the first time I was there as a contractor and thought, how stupid is this? What is Bush thinking of? And then on the second time around, then we went back, what we were doing was the right thing. Now, the other thing is when you're surrounded by other professionals, this is what they do. This is your group of therapy, you know, and when you come back, you're training and all this. The ones that come back and are released from active duty, I believe all the services are working really hard on it. My concern, of course, is for National Guard and reservists who come back and they get out and they leave their band of brothers. They may go out from – they may have served with people and then they end up out in Hay Fork. And nothing wrong with Hay Fork except there may not be any of their buddies around. So now they've got – if they have demons, they're there. They've got to – get into some kind of treatment. And we talked about this the other day when we had Brad Long and Tommy Key and Ranger Rick on. They need to be able to reach out. They need to be able to get the help. The help's here. It's available. We just have to get it to them. That's what I'm thinking is if we bring this out to a lot of people and push it out on the front page of the paper and it's in radio land and TV land that, hey, this is how you get help for the veterans that are, you know, that are killing themselves at an epidemic rate. If Zeta if Zika, whatever that is, that virus was killing 22 people a day in this country, you don't think that there wouldn't be front page news, thousands and thousands of articles, people trying to find ways to prevent that? Well, where is that? Where is it for the veterans? Where is the anger that these men and women are killing themselves, many of them because they can't get treatment at VA centers because of the inability for them to actually run a bureaucracy to help people? As Piyush Dhanuka said yesterday, when a bureaucracy gets that big, it loses its soul. People are no longer people to them. They are just numbers to be shuffled aside, put into closets, put into places, just their facts and figures and forms. It means nothing to them. There is no soul to it. The soul comes when you're talking to the individual, when you have that individual and you care about them. This is what we need. If there were 22 politicians dying every day, I guarantee you there would be something done. We'll be right back.
It's Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Saturday, May 7th, two shows. From the shelter to the world stage, all of the dogs in the show have been rescued from pounds and shelters from across the country and are trained using positive training methods. You'll enjoy the dogs performing as much as the dogs enjoy performing because they're doing what they love. These amazing rescue dogs have unique abilities, and Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience showcases their unique talents and signature moves. And you don't want to miss this show with your family. Featured on Animal Planet, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Ellen, Oprah, and more. Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience is performing two shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, May 7th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. With high-energy excitement from beginning to end, you'll witness some of the most incredible stunts and behaviors ever performed by dogs. With amazing tricks, big-air stunts, comedy antics, dancing dogs, and athletic feats, it's the most entertaining show of its kind. Tickets at the Civic Box Office. Call 229-0022 or readingcivic.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Join me this Mother's Day at View 202 on the Veranda. Hi, this is Linda Bott. May 8th is Mother's Day, so bring your mom and the family for a special Mother's Day brunch overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River from 10 to 4. There will be special prices for seniors and children. Make a great Mother's Day memory this May 8th with jazz on the veranda with the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble and a very special Mother's Day brunch menu. Call View 202 for reservations today at 226-8439.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 in our last 10 minutes here of our morning program here with Carl and Linda Bott. And it's been a great day so far. This weekend is going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
We have a lot of events going on. The Pet Expo, that's free tomorrow down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's going to be great. And it's free. You can bring your pet. All kinds of information. And you know how much we love our pets. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Osteani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. I tell you what, I'm starting to, I'm working with John Bastiani to build a gun down there. So I have you can buy a lower receiver. Now, I'm just saying I am. I'm not saying everybody can do that. But you know, here it is he's helping me, and he's showing me the different parts that come in, because I think it's important that you understand how a rifle works. But this is just one of the things they do. He's a fabulous gunsmith, but he and his wife have a super, super gun store. Give him a chance to meet or beat any of the big box store prices. This is locally owned, locally operated. You can't say more than that, except that they have it all right at Bastiani Arms. Good people down there, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading.
And it's 61 degrees in the downtown studios today. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny with our highs of around 78, mostly clear tonight, 51. Tomorrow calls for our temperatures around 83 will be our highs, and Saturday night is around 57. Sunday calls for 87. And Sunday night, with our lows, about 7 to 10 miles per hour of our winds, and Sunday is going to be around 53. That's our weekend forecast, brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
That's it.
Give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business there. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy. And Chuck is heading on his way back to
Vietnam.
He's got some things he's going to do. When he comes back, he'll be on the show. And that's great. We like to catch up with Chuck Kenny anyway. But when he goes back to Vietnam, he's one of the guys. He takes trips back there.
He's
with people.
A Vietnam vet.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he's a
and
helicopter pilot.
Let's talk
pilot.
About the fact that he went back to Vietnam because
several
he
times.
Needed the healing.
Right.
And we love
a lot
the
of
fact
do that.
That
yeah.
We love them anyway. And he's a right. very spiritual dude. He and his wife, they're really incredible.
Very
and
spiritual.
Very
dude.
Much. It's so great to see them. So in love. They've been together forever, and they're just like this really cute couple that
okay.
just love each other. But he went back, and he said to me. One night when they came to, I think, a performance I was at, that for him, he got tears in his eyes, and he said, it's a healing I needed in my life.
Yeah, my cousin, who flew, by the way, flew in the same unit that Chuck did, and was wounded severely over there, never left Vietnam, is the way I put it. Vietnam was always there. He was one of those people that should have gone back to Vietnam to try and make peace with what happened over there. He was a warrior elite. He was a pilot that was in everything, two Silver Stars, Bronze Stars, in just 6 months of time there, that when he was, before he was severely wounded, that it would always come up. It always come back to that. Over the years, it got better and better until his death, of course. But it was, Jimmy was always there, especially in that first 10 years.
And he was buried at Arlington with honors, and yeah. I, in my lifetime, had a great opportunity to be there and experience the caisson and be at Arlington with all of his buddies that came in there. Wow.
Yeah, people coming from all over. All of our family got together. All of us were in uniform that had been served. There was a lot of us. All of our family that served has been in the service, all of us veterans. Anyway, something kind of it's interesting. Foothill High School has got has a lesbian couple there, 16, 17, that want to run for king and queen of prom or homecoming or prom, I guess. And they said that they want to change the process so they can run as a couple. And the school says, Foothill says, no, you vote for individuals. And the reason you vote for individuals is not to promote heterosexuality. It's to give everybody a chance. Because everybody has to have an equal chance. If you start voting for couples, you're not going to have equal chance. Of course, people are screaming about that because, you know, the males, what it says is it's males have to have equal access. Which brings me to my last thoughts for Friday. It's not easy being a white male in the United States. Oh, people are out there going, ah! It's not easy anymore being a white male. The suicide rates for white male are skyrocketing. You know, we're already talking about veterans, but for white males, it's skyrocketing. Suicide rates up. College enrollment is way down. If you're on a college campus, you can be accused of sexual assault just by saying something. You have to have now a written piece of paper that says that it's okay and that each stage is understood. Kissing, hugging, fondling, I guess it has to be understood. That we are sexual predators. We are unfair to women in the military. We are racist, misogynist, and even the final one, we are privileged.
And that's
white privilege.
And,
this is the men, white men are being faced like, if you are a white Christian conservative male, it is open season on you right now. And if you don't think so, go out and just take a look at things on the internet. The fact is that when women stand up and say, hey, where's the man I'm looking for? You know where he is? He's trying to hide, because if he stands up and he is an assertive, aggressive male, because that's the way he is in his life, he gets hammered in many cases. Am I wrong?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm a 70s girl, so I was right at that point with, I don't know about the burning of the bras and the sexual liberation of, don't open my door, I like old school manners. And I do like to know, I like to think that my thoughts and my feelings are as equal as my partner, meaning you, but I do like it at times when I feel like you're stronger than me in ways that you can carry me, and there's times I'm stronger than you and I can carry
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, that's a partnership.
And that's a partnership. I don't think, I've had plenty of people in my life that have patted my butt at work and done things that I don't think I'm going to go run to the office and say, I was in show business. I don't know. Maybe I'm different. I know that there's so many different rules now that I feel bad for you guys.
I tell you, it's not easy being a white male. And not only that, anything that goes on, even though if you are a white male cop and you shoot a person of color, stand by. Even though that if you look at statistics on how many in these inner cities of our African Americans are killed by other African Americans, there's nothing that, there's not this huge uproar. But if you're a white cop killing somebody, stand by. And also, it seems like white males are being blamed for things that they haven't done. It wasn't me that brought slaves to this country. My family fought against that. It wasn't me that kept women from voting. It wasn't me that did these things hundreds of years ago. I did not attack any of the Native Americans. It wasn't me. And yet, if you are a white male, all this stuff, oh, the white privilege, look at everything you get. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. My father and his father was a farmer that had nothing during the Depression. My dad worked his way up, served in the World War II, worked his way up to where he was to be able to have my sister and I allow us to have a lifestyle where we didn't have to worry about where the food was coming from or that we had the ability to go to college. So my sister and I worked our way through college and then went from there into our lives. So it's, when you talk about, but because you're white, you don't have to worry about this or this or this. My goodness, everybody. It's just when you keep blaming a person because of who they are, because of their color, that is just being as racist as if you try to keep somebody or you blame them because of their color, if it's an African American, Hispanic, or whatever. I see it the same way. So it's tough being a white male nowadays. It just is. And everybody, oh, you poor guy. Well, I'm just saying is that not me, because frankly, I don't care. And most of the time, I've got a partner that just, that's the greatest partner in the world, greatest wife. But there are people out there. I mean, we've had employees here that goes, well, you're just there because of. And I look at him and I said, really? Really? That we've worked so hard to establish ourselves in these things and I'm only here because of my color, because I'm white? Really? And, I don't understand that concept of why we're here and that we have, because we've worked really hard to be where we are. But the main reason I'm here is because of my race. I don't understand that. And by the way, the person patting you on the butt wasn't any of our guys. Was it? Jared?
I don't even know.
You're with her on Thursday night.
It's kind of like you see ball players. Yeah. There's such a fine line about everything. I don't know.
Anyway,
politically correct.
It kind of bothered me a little bit.
Immigration. Yeah. My grandmother was Croatian, full-blooded Croatian. Came over through the 20s, Ellis Island. Yeah, the Russians took over, but took everything they had in Croatia. So I was thinking about this the other day while I was driving. Does that mean at a certain percentage of, like I call myself a Caucasian, but I looked in my ancestry, I've got a little Irish, I got a little Jewish, I got a little British, I got a little this, I got a little that. What constitutes who I am? I am a mix.
You're American.
I'm American.
You're an American of different things. But the point is the white privilege, we go back into that again. But I'm just, you know what, and there are, and you know what, and absolutely, I've read some things about white privilege, and you're right, there are things that we never have to worry about. So I don't want to make it all sound like, oh, it isn't true. It is true. There's lots of times that if I do not, you know, that people of color are put through things that we would never be put through.
Or could understand.
And we can't understand it. So I understand that, too. In fact, so much so as I think we need to do a show on that one, too, because I read this great article about that. And at the end of it, you're thinking, my gosh. But to say everything that you accomplish is only because of your race is something that I don't agree with. The fact is that there are different things that work for people and that work against people. So, anyway. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Join us at the...
Be kind to others.
Yeah, Spark Club International Saturday night, or go on out to Wind River tonight for the animal. It's for that. And tomorrow for the Adopt-A-Pet. Everything is going on. It's good guys against bad guys. Which are you? You can stand me up
at the gate. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Indiana Governor Mike Pence about to make what he bills as a major announcement. He's expected to endorse Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz, who's currently campaigning in Indiana. The state's primary is Tuesday. Donald Trump has already moved on to California, which holds its primary in June. Last night, a riot broke out at a Trump campaign rally in Costa Mesa, California.
Polarizing figures almost always cause a reaction equal and opposite to the energy and enthusiasm they stir up on their own behalf.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato, 20 people arrested at that raucous Trump campaign rally. North Korea has sentenced another American man to prison. Kim Dong-chul gets 10 years after being convicted of espionage and subversion.
Earlier this year, he told reporters at a news conference.